There's a new streaming service in Hollywood. It's called Quibi. It's for smartphones only, and it has big names attached to shows with episodes that are only about 10 minutes long. You've probably never heard of Quibi, and Quibi knows that. Here's a promotional ad featuring Kiefer Sutherland and Christy Teigen.
Is Quibi a noun or a verb?
Quibi is definitely a noun.
I honestly don't know what a noun or a verb is.
So to make sense of Quibi and what it could mean for the streaming world, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hey, I think we learned more about Chrissy Teigen than we did about Quibi.
I know. She's got to take an English class,
baby. She needs some remedial classes in grammar, I think.
Yeah, but we won't judge. Okay, so Quibi is not going to launch until April, but it's already generated a lot of buzz for its ambitious plans. I actually watch most of my entertainment on my phone through Instagram and YouTube. Is this the market that they're trying to tap into? How exactly will this service work?
Yeah, I think that's they're obviously going for a more youth-oriented market. There's a sense, and I've seen it in my own kids, that younger people do a lot of watching on platforms where most of the content is bite-sized. You know, even on YouTube, a lot of the clips are much smaller than the half-hour or hour-long programs that we see on the major streaming services. So why not create a streaming service that would specialize in content that is short form? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always thought as a critic, when you're talking about streaming, and particularly streaming where you don't necessarily have commercials, the programs can be any length. They can be as long as they need to be to tell a story. So why do they have to be a half an hour? Why do they have to be an hour? Mm-hmm. You know, even though programmers have generally stuck to those programming formats in, you know, the larger, better known streaming services, Quibi is coming along and saying, you know, let's design something from the ground up that's built to cater to shorter form content and built to create stuff to be watched on mobile devices, particularly on your phone. Now, I don't have a sense of what that actually means because I haven't seen any of these shows.
Yeah, well, I see they're actually going to have a version of 60 Minutes called 60 in 6, so 60 minutes in 6 minutes. I mean, this speaks to exactly what you're saying. And perhaps established shows trying to gain younger audiences. Do you have any idea of some of the content that they've said that they're going to produce?
Well, they've announced a lot of different content deals with a lot of different providers. Chrissy Teigen's going to supposedly host some show where she's running a court of some sort. They've announced several contributors to this version of 60 Minutes that's going to be on Quibi, including Wesley Lowery, who won a Pulitzer for his coverage of crime and shootings involving people of color at the Washington Post. So what Quibi has tried to do, I think, is establish itself as a player by saying we have relationships with all of these well-known creative people in Hollywood to try and make, you know, this content. And, the two people who are running the company, includes a co-founder of DreamWorks and, you know, someone who ran, Hewlett-Packard. So, you know, and eBay. So we're talking about executives who have a lot of connections and have a long track record. We'll see if this translates into programming.
Yeah, and Quibi, again, won't be launched until April, so we'll see exactly what it shakes out to be. I want to ask you, before you go, about the end of NBC's The Good Place. The philosophical comedy wrapped up yesterday after 4 seasons. For context, this is the sort of show where an episode can open with jokes about candidates for the afterlife. Let's listen to the beginning of last night's episode.
A new crop of humans just passed their tests. Among the notables who got in, Roberto Clemente, Zora Neale Hurston, St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yes!
8th century Sufi mystic poet Hazrat Bibi Rabia Basri and Clara Peller. She was the Where's the Beef lady.
Oh.
Where's the Beef lady got in.
So- Eric, what's your final judgment about this show?
This show was such a wonderful and very special anomaly on network television. On the surface, this is just a comedy about the afterlife, but they consulted with philosophers and, you know, deep thinkers to try and figure out how to talk about philosophies of life. What does it mean to be good? What does it mean to be bad? So it's just this incredibly rich thing. And then they ended it with this very poignant finale that really emphasized the bonds of friendship that had developed amongst the characters and talked about ultimately how there's only value in life if you realize that there's an end to it. And that's an amazing thing to leave people with in the finale of a show that lasted, you know, several seasons.
What a way to end a show. I always hate watching the finales, but this sounds like it's a perfect ending, so I look forward to catching up. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.